results have shown that it has been positive. There's been a substantial investment in Amparknow over the past few years by Udrus na Gaeltacht, $6.1 million in capital investment, a further $1.7 million investment going on at the moment, and over the next 2 to 3 years, we'd hope to have a further $4 million investment there. But this has led so far to the creation of 313 new jobs. 127 of those new jobs are actually on the ground at present. Companies are actively seeking 44 people at present. And within the next 6 to 9 months, a further 80 people will be required. And as well as that, we're happy to say that there are a number of other leads that are being followed up in terms of companies that are in negotiations with us to locate in the park now in the near future. So it has been very positive after what was a fairly negative spell for Amparknow, which led to the setting up of the Enterprise Forum. We were happy to be able to announce that there is progress here. And as I said on the day myself, it is a work in progress. This is just a point in time. We had said we'd report back after 3 years, but this is just part of the process. The work is ongoing, but we are confident that it will continue to be positive.
There's an interesting element to this. One of the major catalysts for the establishment of the forum was the loss of jobs at the old Largo food plant. And that old plant is now in use by a different company. And some of these positive developments are happening right there.
That's right. One of the companies that's located there, Kombucha, which produces a tea-based soft drink, has just in the past week or so gone into 600 Sainsbury's branches throughout the UK. And they've got a very active marketing campaign going on there, being fronted by the rugby player Johnny Wilkinson. And it's very positive to see a product being produced in West Donegal, now being distributed in all parts of the UK and receiving very favourable reaction.